Serpent Papers, written by Jessica Cornwell and read by Lauren Saunders. "He's crying," Fabregat says, emerging to catch his breath. And internally he repeats it again, as would the nation when they watch the footage roll through the investigation. He is not just crying. The boy is sobbing, hot tears streaming down his face. A millisecond later, the suspect moves, head up. He's heard a noise. He wipes his eyes with the back of his hand. He does not look down at the woman again, then turns and begins to run, south, down the Via Laetana, towards the sea.
"Right, who the hell is this guy?" Fabregat explodes. "Can anybody tell me yet?"
De La Fuente beside him glowers.
"Tell the city council to install more cameras. You'll have a devil's hunt to catch him in our system."
The inspector makes a move towards the sliding door. He pulls it open.
"Find him!"
Inspector Fabregat shouts back into the seated row of technicians. He steps into the sun. Hot air hits like a wave. Sweltering, unforgiving heat. It's a scorcher. Not a fun day to be on the run. Outside the surveillance van, Fabregat stands still for a moment.
El Día de Sant Juan.
Should be a holiday for everyone. He thinks of how the beaches were last night, of how the drinking began at noon, of his son, Joaquim, the little children with their fireworks and sparklers, the crowds on the beach, the mass hysteria, the petty crime that always comes. But this is a nightmare. He rubs his forehead with the back of his palm. A mistake on La Rivetia de Sant Juan. But we got the bastard. We got the bastard on bloody camera. Case closed. My God. Fabregat rocks on his heels and gives a slow, long whistle under his breath.
Tranquilla, Macu.
Calm down.
Tranquilla.
God damn it. We've got him. But this is not true. Adria de Dalusora has already walked into the sea.